This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Here's the Chicago offense.
Matt Forte, Tulane University.
Touchdown, Bears! A dramatic catch by Matt Forte.
Matt Forte.
Forte, 50-yard run for a touchdown.
You know, just watching Matt Forte on film, watch him here. He can make those jump cuts. I mean, he can plant that left foot and then jump way over to the right and then plant the right foot and go upfield again.
10-year NFL veteran.
Whenever I see an open field full of green grass, I just get excited.
Two-time Pro Bowl selection.
What they're doing right now, they can run any kind of play. They're running ISOs. They're running lead plays. They're running zones, inside zone, outside zone. They really kind of are doing whatever they want with the running game, which is it's crazy because some teams, they stick to their bread and butter like, hey, we're an outside zone team. You can't, as a defensive coordinator, I'd hate to be a defensive coordinator who has to prepare for the Bears running game. Being able to have the luxury to look at the second level and having that many explosive runs, it makes me I want to get the pass back on and like
Let's go.
I could be third string, you know, something like, I kind of want it. I'm almost jealous. I'm like, I want to get out there and run through one of them holes, man. Like, this is too good. I'm missing out.
Underrated, but I still be scoring. Matt Forte with Spiegel and Holmes.
I think we're on record of how important Matt is
on 670 The Score.
Matt Forte joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Matt, thanks for joining us as always. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good, even though I am a little upset, obviously, at you know how things turned out this past weekend. But I think there's a lot to grow off of, and we get to see him in 2 weeks. So I'm still hopeful for the rest of the season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Yeah, it's. I think there's a lot to be hopeful of, Matt. Great to talk to you. It was great to see you last week and to have you in. That was really cool and meaningful for us, and I know a lot of the listeners as well. Want to play off that open for a second, because you mentioned the outside zone and the inside zone. Tom Brady kept talking about, well, you know, they're really good. The Packers are at stopping the outside zone, and he thought that the Bears went away from it in advance. Wondering what your eyes saw in terms of that, because you were good right there in the open talking about how many different ways the Bears can run. Did they run it enough of the ways that they have been in this game, or did they get too simple from the get-go of that one?
Yeah, I think they kind of got away from it a little bit. Not sure why, you know, that was one of the things that they did, but at the same time, there were some other things inside that they were, working for them. And I'm not sure, because sometimes when you have an edge rusher like a Micah Parsons, sometimes they, the best thing I've seen sometimes is to run at that person. Because even though they're a great pass rusher, sometimes in the running game, you can kind of double team them and overpower them that way. But I just didn't see it happen this past weekend that way, for whatever reason. But it's a good game to go back and look at the film, to look at the real details, the ins and outs of the game, and look at a lot of plays across the board, not just on offense but on defense, that could have changed the momentum, could have changed the tide of the game, and all of those plays that accumulated into them not being able to come out on top.
What were the positives that you felt like were that the Bears could grow from for the next matchup?
I think the positives were that they fought hard, that they stayed in that game, you know, to the last play, that they were never really out of it. And Lambeau's a hard place to play. It's a hard place to win games up there. But that's no consolation. I think that the mentality of these guys in this team, they know that they can play and put out a better performance than what they did. Not that it was, you know, terrible or it was bad, but that it can be just, they have to almost play, you know, some really good, top-notch, perfect football in order for them to beat a really good Green Bay team like that. So some of the takeaways I would say is that, Guys are still making plays out there. Some of the takeaways, I think, is that our man-to-man, you know, defense needs a little work when they're, you know, singled up on some receivers out there. But then also, I guess, offensively, that I'm encouraged that they didn't just abandon some of the things that didn't work initially, like the play action or some of the inside zone game.
You know, Matt, it was such, just to exactly what you're saying, I was not expecting at the time, just in real time, them to come out and battle as hard as they did in that second half. Like that, it did my heart good to see that and to see like the coaching adjustments, and they were just fighting with absolutely everything they had, and Caleb making crazy plays. Like, I'm sure you've been in games up there where that second half effort, it doesn't come sometimes if you're thinking, man, I think they got us. Like, these guys fought, didn't they? That felt really good to see.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something that you don't, as a player and as a team, you don't hang your hat on that, because that's something that's like the base requirement. Like, you got to go out there and give your all. It's nothing that, you know, that you can use that as kind of soothing your ego or something like that. But at the same time, it's something that's important to be a staple. Like, that's a standard that, hey, even if, you know, at halftime, we're not – the first half, we didn't do as well. We're going to go out here and play like it's 0-0. Like, it's a cliche saying that a lot of people say at halftime, hey, guys, score 0-0. Yeah, but go out there and play like it and fight like dogs to come out on top. So it was good. It did my heart good as well to see that they, you know, really had that belief. Like we talked about in a few other, calls, the belief is something strong. Like having that belief that the whole team believes that they can really buy into this system and play under Coach Johnson and really be a force in the playoffs. Because it's, even though they went from one seed to seven, it's not all said and done. You know, we got a good fresh, you know, team coming in here as far as the Browns with Shadur and what he's doing right now, and we're going to put him to the test. And then, you know, we get to see Green Bay again and the Lions again. So I think we got a lot of things left that have to shake out before the playoffs even take place or take shape.
Matt, Spiegs and I were talking about Caleb's improvisational skills, and he's got a bunch of them, and you saw a lot of them on display over the last few weeks. I know that you play a different position, but you've also played with guys that improv at the quarterback position sometimes too. What's it like for the rest of the locker room, and when you watch Caleb, where do you think he could benefit from maybe doing a little bit more of one thing and less of the other, or vice versa?
Man, first of all, it's his elusiveness in the pocket is crazy. It is something to marvel at, but at the same time, sometimes it ends up being his worst enemy, where he's trying to do too much, where you could have just maybe, you know, set your feet and threw an accurate pass. So, you know, it's something that is, you know, a key to his game. It's pretty, it's one of those intangibles. When you can go out there and improv like that, and it's something that you see on film show up, but you just don't know how good it is and how hard it is to defend unless you're really out there. You see it in action, and it's the guys like Mahomes who improvise a lot, and Josh Allen, and I remember Jay every now and then would be able to improvise and do things like that, because when you do that, it's just the defense is in a specific coverage and call that doesn't know what's going on. You know, they call a play for some reason, and then it goes a different way. It's hard for them to defend that. So it adds to the ability to stay balanced, to stay as an offense kind of where they can't get a beat on every single thing you're doing. But at the same time, when you overdo it too much, sometimes it's just got to have a balance between an improvisation and an executing what's been called.
Yeah, there's a fusing of those worlds, right? Ben spoke on it a little bit yesterday. And did Jay have that mix down? Did Jay stay to the script enough when you guys were rolling?
Yeah, he stuck to the script pretty well. I think at times, if there was a play that he didn't like that was called, I mean, you can't just go out. Well, some dudes would. He wasn't that crazy where he would be like, I'm going to call my own play. We would stick to the call, but he would kind of later on be like, see, that didn't work. but from the improvisation though part, man, he had a feel for the game where if he locked eyes with a guy, like if I'm split out and we see that it's a linebacker on me and we would look over, I knew he was going to come to me with the ball. Or, you know, there's a play against the Patriots one year where I was running a check down and I saw that he was kind of, you know, there was a trips to the left side and there's nobody on the right. And so I ran my regular check down, and as the linebacker, you know, was biting up to cover me, I noticed that he was scrambling and about to break the pocket. So I took off up the field, and it ended up being like a 25, 30-yard touchdown catch. And that's not in the playbook, but we ran it and ended up getting points off of it. So he did a good job of noticing and kind of the feel for the game when to be able to improvise and when it was needed.
Man, and that's the stuff you remember all these years later, is a time when you guys thought together, when it fused and you guys had it. Because that's what Jordan Love and Christian Watson did when you on that play, right, where he looked out, he said, oh, they got a nickel on you, Christian, tell you what. And he just locked eyes with them and they adjusted.
Throw the slant.
Yeah, run a slant, yeah. And there's a 41-yard touchdown. That's
yeah, those things like that come from just timing, man. Like, this time you spend in the offseason together, the time you spend year after year after year. That's what I'm excited about, is because not only this year and who knows where we go this year, but the continuation of Caleb in this system, Rome in this system, Luther Burton Jr. in this system, you know, the rookie tight end in this system. Like, to see these guys grow and flourish, DJ in this system, to see how they continue to flourish just by just knowing how what each other's going to do out there on the field.
Well, let me ask you about DJ, because you look at the box score at the end, you're like, wow, he didn't really get a real opportunity to have an impact on the game. When you're a player like him, and you were one of those players, your resume speaks volumes. If you're him, how do you go about saying, guys, I feel like I could really help you if you give me more opportunities? Like, how does that work in the building when you have an opportunity to look at the film and then look at the stats and go, guys, I'm a 1,000-yard receiver. Is there a way to get me more involved?
Yeah, so the way I think DJ's personality goes into that too, he's not a guy that's going to whine and complain and cry about it. But he's also sometimes it may be to a fault that I remember being one of those guys that I'm never going to complain. And they, you know, I talk about the squeaky wheel gets oiled. And, you know, I got the ball plenty. And but I think so sometimes to a fault, I think it's a leadership thing. It comes from experience, and for me now, there's a lot of things that I did while playing that I could have done leadership wise that I would have been a much better leader vocally and actively if I would have done some of these things or spoke up in certain situations. I think this might be a time where he, even though he's a quieter guy, he's not a controversial dude, but I think it would benefit him to say, hey, these are the ways that I could help in situations like where it's not really happening for us right now, where I can benefit us as an offense or as a team and move forward. But at the same time, I do love that he is not a guy throwing his helmet on the sideline, complaining about not getting the ball or not being as involved in the offense. But at the same time, in the running game, he's out there trying to block. He's trying to block downfield. He's hustling. He's not really loafing on any plays. And you got to respect that.
Man, it's an interesting balance to hit for a skill position player when it's not your design. You're not the coach. And it's also, I have this theory that Caleb sometimes doesn't get deep enough into his progressions to find DJ. If he's not, because he's not the number one. Rome's been the number one on a lot of plays all year. You know, it's like, so how much control can a wide receiver have in those kind of moments, you know?
And that is one of the most difficult things in pro sports. You know, when you game plan for the Chicago Bears and their passing attack, they're gonna try to take away DJ Moore. Like, that's why the other guys got to eat. And I think it hurt us not to have Rome out there. But I think with the emergence of the other receivers, that it will only open up things for DJ. Or if they continue to try to shut DJ down with different coverages and maybe double teams and things like that, it's just going to open up other guys. But at the same time, like you were saying, Spees, Caleb needs to, I would say, be a little more patient with his feet and also go, you know, deeper into the progression, because his elusiveness, I think he does rely on that. But at the same time, you know, if you go deeper into the progression and the blocking allows it, then you may get a guy in the second window or actually on an improvised play.
Matt, when you were here on Thursday and we played the soundbite coming into the segment, you were like, hey, I'm ready to put the pads back on. And obviously anyone who's seen you knows that you look like you could still play. Phillip Rivers is getting ready to go play again. This is a guy that's older than you. He took himself off of the Hall of Fame ballot to sign on the practice squad with the Colts. How amazed are you that he is being given this opportunity?
Oh, my God. I am super amazed. I'm amazed that he actually, you know, took this into consideration and is actually doing it. But, man, you know, that just goes to show you, too. Like, it's a different – every position is different. You know, like quarterback is much different than running back, and just the requirement to go out there. You know, if they signed me to the practice squad, you know, I don't know what would happen out there. it would be interesting though. It would be interesting though. I know that.
Yeah.
But with him being signed and being out of football for the last 5 years, I think.
Yes.
It might get ugly out there. I ain't gonna lie, because you got to be able to move around, bro. Like, and I'm turning 40 tomorrow, and bro, hey, it's not a, these guys is not playing with you out there. Just, I mean, look at, you had who was that out there? Jalen with the Commanders. He had a snapped his arm weeks ago, and he's out there playing, and he throws an interception. Dudes don't care. They come and blocked him right into the ground, man. Like, they don't care nothing about, so they don't care how old he is, but. He better get prepared to be able to move around and start stretching today for the game on Sunday.
And Philip couldn't move when he was young.
Yeah, yeah, he had a giant knee brace when he was young, so he might have a hip brace and two knee braces and everything, but I don't know, maybe he can still sling the ball out there. It'll be interesting to see that too, but yeah, I mean, they might as well call Drew Brees. You know, maybe he ain't getting off the couch. Peyton Manning, somebody.
No, I don't know if they can pay Peyton as much as he's getting paid by ESPN and Omaha Productions to get him off the couch. But I do think it's funny. Philip has a child that's older than Riley Leonard.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy work. Yeah.
So he's going to be in the quarterback room with a dude that's old enough to be – young enough to be his son. And I'm pretty sure that Philip's a grandfather.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Man, I think maybe he just wanted to submit his legacy in a way that probably a lot of people, well, I can't say anybody was probably going to do this, where you're a grandpa playing in, you know, a lot of people use that term when you turn 30 as a runner, but, oh, grandpa, things like that, but he's really, this is like real, he's really a grandfather.
Maybe just want to get out of the house. You know, just want to
that's true too.
Get
that's
away
true
from the fam.
Too. So what? You know, maybe he's just putting his just. You know, he loves the game of football that much that he's just like, look, just, you know, let me live on the field, and if it happens, it happens.
What is Matt Forte going to get for his 40th birthday party? You know, what kind of presents you getting tomorrow?
Oh, I don't know, man. At this point, when I turn 30, I stopped caring about what gifts I would get, because I've been given so much. That's why. I've had an amazing life, an amazing family that I've been able to create. God's grace has truly been lavished on me. So I'm looking forward to, you know, whatever my wife has in store. I already got a horse, so that's amazing. So I'm not even caring about what else is next.
Maybe you get to hang out with Gumbo for a good 20 minutes, 30 minutes, you know?
Oh, yeah, I did. I took him out in the snow today. He loves it.
Well, happy birthday, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate that.
We appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, fellas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.